We continue on This Week in Rays Baseball. Time to turn back to the Rays minor league system. And joining us now in this final weekend of the regular season is Director of Minor League Operations, Mitch Lukovich. Mitch, three teams in the postseason, an outside chance for a fourth, and your top six affiliates could all end up at 500 or better. To you, what's the biggest highlight in the system from your standpoint?
Well, you know, one, you want to have meaningful games in August. And when you have clubs that are above 500, they're playing good baseball in August. You're having guys like Snell, Schaefer, prime prospects that are playing well. That's a big deal for us. Pulaski, you know, the Princeton Ball Club beat Pulaski last night to go in the finals. That's a David and Goliath type of matchup. They were or had the best record. So when kids have meaningful games in August and prime players are playing well, that bodes well. We're really happy about that, Neil.
And we had Danny Schaefer on earlier to talk about the Princeton win yesterday. Obviously, you've got Charlotte and Montgomery going into the postseason, and Charlotte and Montgomery are set up by halves, and you've got a lot of kids who played on both those clubs who helped the team qualify for Charlotte first half playoffs and Montgomery second half playoffs. I would guess you've got a pretty good core that a lot of guys you think have a chance now.
Well, the nice thing is with promotions in our system, you know, there's a lot of guys on Bowling Green that are going to play with Charlotte now in the playoffs that, you know, merited opportunity, like Honeywell and Justin Williams, just to mention two. But also the Charlotte Ball Club with Jake Bowers. And, of course, Snell was with all three clubs at Durham. Guerreri, Stanek started out in with our Charlotte club, pitching for Montgomery. So it's nice to see guys get promoted. They get promoted because they're proficient at a level, and now they take that to the next level. And now Montgomery got better, actually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Charlotte, it's going to give a lot of Bowling Green kids an opportunity to play in postseason play, which we love.
You mentioned Jake Bowers. He's only 19. This week you announced your fall league kids. What does it say about him that he's one of the kids that you're sending to the fall league? He's still considered a teenager.
Well, he is. He's 19. He's league age 19. Most amazing to all of us. Jake has it. You know, he has the ability at the plate to have calmness throughout his at-bat. Now, if he has a bad at-bat, he goes out to first base, and with that, he handles it. He doesn't take his at-bat to the defensive side. If he has a bad at-bat, he has a chance to get a hit the next time. The game doesn't – he's not on a roller coaster, so to say, Neil. And when you talk about a 19-year-old, that's a really, really rare – and, you know, we're fairly progressive or fairly conservative, I should say, in movement when you have a 19-year-old there. Wow, that's exciting for him and for us.
And it obviously says something about him, but you're also going to play him in part at a different position because Casey Gillespie, who's also going to the Fall League, is a priority guy, and he and Daniel Robertson, I guess part of the reason they're going to the Fall League is to catch up after some injuries cost them at-bats?
Well, there's no doubt. You know, you only have so many at-bats during the season, and with Casey's injury and Daniel's injury, you definitely want to make at-bats up. We knew, you know, we needed the priority player in Glass because he needed to make up at-bats. We're going to bring Bowers into instructionally to play a little left field, which he has had in the past, to give him some versatility. With Robertson, we're going to bring him into instruction to play a little second base, give him a little more, you know, versatility. And what that means is Danny Robertson's still a shortstop. You only get one priority player in the Arizona Fall League. Casey's, you know, sort of say one-dimensional first base. The other two can play other positions. This is how you get the other two to get out there and get more at-bats, and yet we're able to help them with versatility, which is so important to our major league team. You see Schaefer at third, Schaefer at first, Schaefer in the outfield. There comes a point where, you know, they need to explore this. And so we don't want them really to play in the big leagues at a different position for the first time.
Of the other kids who are headed to the Arizona Fall League, you've got one guy who's been a bullpen guy and he started. That's Buddy Borden. Is part of the reason to get him to the Fall League more innings or to see him at a higher level of competition?
Well, we want him to have a higher level of competition. I think he had a solid season, Buddy. I think there's more to grow with Buddy. And, you know, Buddy did a great job for us in backing up Stanek, backing up Guerrero, never complaining about his role. We want to help him and help his skill, and yet we want to reward someone who really was a good teammate. And hopefully this can take him to the next level as well, Neil.
Two of the other kids who are going that are pitchers have been working primarily in the bullpen, and one has had a really impressive year, and the other has performed very well, too. Tell me what you can about Brad Schreiber and Mike Franco.
Well, they're both competitive. Franco's in his first full season, and he's already in the Florida State League. We call him No-Neck, you know. He's one of those kids that's a stocky build. He doesn't look, you know, the part, sort of say, fastball 93, 91, slider 82, 81, but he competes and he throws strikes. Shriver has come a long way because last year in Bowling Green, it wasn't a good year for him. We, by necessity, got him to our Charlotte ball club. He got better. He performed, put him in Double A. He performed there. He earned the right to go to the Arizona Fall League. And when you go there, it's the next level. When you play against the best of the best in the Arizona Fall League, this can really, really help a career.
And certainly I know it did with a guy we talked about earlier in the program, Kevin Kiermaier. Who is someone, maybe, Mitch, that we has really emerged that we haven't touched on? I mean, you mentioned the years of Blake Snell and Richie Schaefer, and certainly everybody's talking about that. But who should we be talking about more that's maybe a little unsung this year in the minor league system?
I don't know if Jamie Schultz is unsung, but this young guy has a big league right arm. His power fastball is 95 to 97. His curveball has great spin rate like a Nate Karns in the big leagues. A little deficient in command, you know, but he's come such a long way from Hudson Valley. And the stuff that he has, not many have. And we need to continue, you know, for his development. But I can see him down the road being a part of our big league staff one day.
And you guys have moved him fairly quickly. Again, he was only drafted a couple of years ago. A guy who has gotten a lot of wins this year and maybe is unheralded because of the class he came out of is Jake Faria. And I wonder, he's now got 17 victories. He's got a terrific ERA. How has this kid grown up this year?
Well, it's like, and we all talk about Snell, and I'm remiss not talking about Jake Faria. I talked about Jamie Schultz. Jamie was a college player, which, you know, you can move a little bit faster. Jake was a high school sign, came in with some ability, but the potential to grow. He had the size, the potential for greater size, some strength, potential for greater strength. He had a projectable body, and you see, it's almost like Alex Cobb in the same way. That Double-A level, you know, for Alex Cobb got him over the hump in the Fall League. Faria, you know, is almost similar to him. You don't want to compare, but similar to say to Alex, and where he got bigger, he got stronger, his control got better, pitches got better, command got better. He has too many innings to go, say, to the Arizona Fall League, but he has made some really nice progress this year between A-ball and Double-A, Neil.
Mitch, great stuff. Good luck to your teams in the postseason, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great, Neil. Thanks for having me.